For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Haley Mack, a junior forward out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And after a month of being off from actually playing a game, what was it like getting back out there on the ice and getting that sweep over Union?
Yeah, we were definitely a little rusty, I would say. I wouldn't say they were the prettiest wins, but we figured out how to win as a team. And so that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Well, during the first half of the season, your team had struggled scoring. This past weekend, you get 9 goals. How much confidence does it give your goal scorers going into the second half?
Yeah, it definitely gives our team a lot of confidence knowing that we can put pucks in the back of the net.
Your penalty kill, number 4 in the country right now. 26 consecutive kills, knock on wood. What's been the key to your success? I know, Haley, you've had your opportunities to score some shorthanded goals. I know last year you had 3 of them. What is the key to this power or penalty kill?
I don't think there really is any key. Props to our coach Fricklin. She's always teaching us points and really helping us with everything that we can do. We just try to be aggressive, fast, get on loose pucks, just outwork the power play going on.
All right, this weekend series, huge. Lots of points on the line. UMD right now is in 4th place, just 3 points ahead of your team right now. What's it going to take to win and get 6 points this weekend?
Just play our game, be ready and focused, have a lot of intensity, and we got to create our own luck and our own bounces, and hopefully we can come out on the winning side.
Next weekend is Hockey Day Minnesota. You're a Minnesotan. Being from Minnesota, how cool is it going to be to be part of this?
Oh, it's awesome. It's going to be such a cool experience. We can barely wait for it. I can't wait.
Well, you, according to Coach Scanlon, he said that you guys, when he coached you in high school, that you practiced outside a couple times. What was that like?
Yeah, it was super fun. We'd go out to this old Nash Park area and we'd just have practice outside. It was super cool and super fun. It's just kind of the Minnesotan tradition. So it's just always cool when we can go ahead and have fun, but still work hard and get better at the same time.
You also participated in Hockey Day Minnesota way back when. Talk about that.
Oh, I don't remember a whole lot, but I do remember, I think I was in 14U, and it was just awesome. We played, I think, around in the afternoon, but it was super fun. Just the atmosphere, everybody around, just everyone who loves hockey was just super happy and just was excited to be there, so I can't wait.
Okay, on to some fun questions. Not that those weren't fun. Now that you're into your junior season, what is your favorite road trip or opponent?
I think Wisconsin's like a fun place to be just because it's a big school, a big town or city, but the bus drive is not fun.
No.
It's very long. So that's one of the cooler places to be, and Minnesota's cool too. My favorite opponent, that's a tough one. I feel like we've played Duluth a lot. I think we play well against them, so that series is always kind of fun looking forward to, but they're all kind of fun, you know, just when you can lace up the skates and play, you know, it's all fun.
Favorite music?
I like all kinds of music. I kind of probably like hip-hop the most.
Okay. What's your dream vacation spot?
I know what it's called. Yeah, the place with the huts.
Oh.
In the ocean.
Bali or... Oh, it's one of those places down there in some island.
On the ocean in the hot sand.
Yeah. That sounds like a plan. Your major?
Marketing communications.
What's your dream job?
Just to kind of be like my own boss, entrepreneur of my own company. I think that'd be fun. I don't really know exactly what that'd be, but something like that.
That's ambitious and a great goal to have. I would love to work for myself as well. So, Haley, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And thanks so much.
Thank you, Kelly.